AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Before leaving the White House for New York, President Biden was asked why he announced May 11th will be the day the coronavirus emergencies will end.
The Mueller emergency will end when the Supreme Court ends. We've extended to May the 15th to make sure we get everything done. That's all. There's nothing behind the wall.
Republicans want the emergencies to end sooner, saying the pandemic is over. Secretary of State Antony Blinken wrapped up a two-day visit to Israel in the occupied West Bank with renewed appeals for Israeli-Palestinian calm amid an alarming spike in violence. Observers say Allied tanks will be arriving soon in Ukraine.
Minister Dmytro Kuleba says in the first wave of contributions, the armed forces of Ukraine will receive from 120 to 140 Western model tanks, adding that these will include German-made Leopards, British Challengers, and US M1 Abrams. Kuleba has declined to name specific countries contributing, saying many of them still have to make formal decisions in accordance with their internal procedures. However, he said that 12 states have pledged tanks so far, and Kyiv was working to persuade others to join. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Olympic gold medalist Vladimir Klitschko has joined Ukraine's fight against the International Olympic Committee's plans to let some Russians compete at the 2024 Paris Summer Games. The former heavyweight champion suggested in a video message sports leaders will be accomplices to war if athletes from Russia and its military ally Belarus can compete in the next Olympics. The death toll from a boating accident in a lake in Pakistan over the weekend has reached 52. The wooden boat was carrying children and teachers from a seminary on a picnic. A Detroit-area man who was captured on a Syrian battlefield in 2018 has been convicted on charges of providing support to the Islamic State group and attending one of the group's training camps. This is AP News. The Justice Department wants documents from Tesla about its driver assist systems.
The documents the DOJ wants are related to Tesla's autopilot and full self-driving features. Tesla is already facing several investigations by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration into its two driver assist systems. NHTSA sent investigators to 35 Tesla crashes. 19 people died in the crashes. Experts say the system can make mistakes, which even CEO Elon Musk acknowledges. Tesla says on its website the cars cannot drive themselves, though it still uses the phrase full self-driving capability. I'm Rita Foley.
Boeing bids farewell to an icon today, delivering its final 747 jumbo jet. Since its first flight in 1969, the 747 has served as a cargo plane, a commercial aircraft, and the Air Force One presidential aircraft. Ed Donahue, AP News.